Hey, yo, what's going on with it, y'all, man? This your boy, KB the Bandhead, man. I'm going to do something a little different on the podcast. You know, usually I do the I Got Time Todays, and I talk about what went down in the HBCU band world, not even community, just what's going down in the space of it, you feel me? Because we have so much going on. We have so many sections of it. So, but this time, I want to talk about something a little different, man. You know, your boy is a professional musician, and I do travel the world, man. I'm on tours here and there, and I just had a trip to Milan, Italy. However, man, I don't know. It was amazing, y'all. Like, I just really want to sit down and talk about this. I was going to do a video for me, but I was like, nah, I'm going to give it to the podcast, man. Y'all going to get to hear about this, man. So, anyway, hey, I did a show over there, man, with a music company that I work with, which I'm very fortunate to have this opportunity, man, to travel the world and do what I love to do, man. It's just amazing, man. I've been doing music for, like, man, pretty much all of my life, started in the church, and I did tours with different artists, and I still DJ as well, so I have a DJ company as well, but I'm working with this music company, and, man, they send us all over the world, y'all, and this time, I got the invitation to go to Italy, and trust me, I wasn't gonna turn this down. I don't care nobody say it. I was kind of sad because it did fall in line with Mother's Day, and I had to miss Mother's Day. And man, I love my mama, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love my mama, love to spend time with her, because you have to appreciate your people while you're here. And it was kind of a little different. This is my first Mother's Day, not really spending time with my mom, not really getting to take pictures with her, you know, do all the normal things that you do. But I went to Italy. I mean, if you're going to give up a Mother's Day, I ain't trying to be like that, but Italy is a good way to give it up. But anyway, y'all, man, same. So my flight, man, let me tell y'all about my flight, man. I flew from DFW to John F. Kennedy. That's in New York. If you ain't never been to that airport, I mean, it was pretty cool airport. But, man, let me tell y'all something about the New York airport, bro. That food is high. That food is high, bro. Just airport food in general, man. If you fly a lot like me, you know what I'm talking about. Just airport food in general is expensive. So, man, I ended up getting me a pizza. I know it wasn't going to be the New York pizza, but I was like, I'm on a budget. And when you travel, you have to be on a budget, y'all. You have to put yourself on a budget, or you will go and spend all your money. You know, I went over there to work, so I'm making money. I'm like, yo, I don't want to spend all my money that I'm going over here to make. I ain't gonna do that. Now I am gonna treat this like a vacation. I call it the workcation, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna treat it like that. But yeah, I ain't gonna spend all my money. But anyway, man, got me a pizza. It was smacking, because I was definitely hungry, man. Because when you be on them American flights, bro, or Southwest, they only give you like some pretzels, a little cookie, and some drink, and I'm just like, nah, bro, I be hungry, bro. My flight was early, so I got me a pizza, you feel me? But man, when I was walking back to go meet up with the crew, the people I was traveling with, man, I saw this flight attendant, y'all. Let me tell you, man, she was light-skinned. Yes sir, you know what I'm saying? She was thick in all the right places. She looked at me, I looked at her. I should have went up and talked, you know, I should have shot my shot, but I was like, man, I don't really like to try to holler at people while they, you know, they working and stuff. I clearly seen she had a uniform on, but she gave me that look. I ain't say nothing, you know, I just looked at her. I was like, boy, I sure hope she gonna be on my flight. So, man, I went back and met with my homeboys I'm flying with. I told them what I saw, and they was like, man, boy, you missed your chance. But I was like, you know what? I hope she on my flight. Man, let me tell y'all, she was on my flight. Man, met her. Her name was Ishi. She's from New York. Beautiful. I mean, beautiful. And let me tell you, boy, she had that thing popping out back there. You know what I'm saying? She had that thing popping out, and it was beautiful to watch her walk up and down the aisles. You know, you did what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I had me a little sight to watch on that 8-hour flight. I needed some. But she was very cool, man. I really loved her personality. We talked a little bit. You know, she laughed, and I just felt like she was feeling me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't shoot my shot. She working stuff like that. But it was just very cool to meet her, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes flight attendants be mean. You don't know how they life be going. Maybe they done been on these long trips and stuff. They ready to go home. Because I ran into some flight attendants, I'm just like, oh God, you're a beautiful person on the outside, but Jesus, what's going on in the inside? But she was so sweet, you know, she was joking with me, laughing. It was good to meet her. You know, I told her, nice to meet you, I love your vibe, and she said it back. So, hey, there you go. Maybe if it's meant to be, I'll see her another time. If I'm in NY, you know what I'm saying, I pull up somewhere, she there, man, say it's going down. Anyway, man, so we made it to Milan, Italy, and let me tell y'all, I'm gonna just say this. I just really believe these European countries, they don't believe in AC, man. I think that's really a thing over there. Like, cause I went to Spain, I did a show in Spain, and it was the same way. It was just hot. I'm like, bro, maybe I'm just so American. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too American, but it was hot, y'all. They needed some AC, man. And I was so happy to get into our Sprinter, man, when he took us to where we was going, because I was like, bro, at least you got AC in this joint, because it's just hot. It's just hot. And let me tell y'all something about over there in Italy. Mercedes, that ain't even none of them, bro. Everybody drive a, well, I ain't going to say everybody drive a Mercedes, but I'm going to tell you this. All the Ubers were Mercedes. I mean, and some of the Mercedes in the inside, you know, you're going to think like, oh, they're going to be nice. Boy, them Mercedes was bust down the inside. They was basic. They look like a, you know how sometimes Toyota cars, they be having a downgrade electronic. Man, that's how the Mercedes look out there. But anyway, I mean, we got a Mercedes Sprinter. We got treated like, you know, treated like some kings and queens, like we were the special package. So, man, that was cool. Let me tell y'all about this hotel. We stayed in the hotel. I forget the name of it. I ain't going to put their name out there. I don't even want to give them bad press like that, or give them no press, because I mean, it was cool. It was very up to date. But let me tell y'all about this hotel, y'all. In the hotel, apparently they don't believe in shower doors. And I have to room with a roommate. I room with one of my homeboys. Yeah, nah, man. We can't do this thing where you don't have a shower door, because I'ma see you butt naked. I ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? If you was a woman, yes sir, come on. Yeah, you walk around, yes sir. But dude, nah, bro, we good. So they did not have a door, y'all. Then on top of that, the AC didn't work in our room, y'all. Let me tell you, the AC did not work. I mean, they was just getting on my nerves with the AC thing. They said we apparently had AC, but I called somebody to come through and fix it. He told me it don't work. I was like, man, I think this is y'all. This is the devil. This not right, man. It's too hot over here for y'all not to have AC. Then on top of that, let me tell you about something about these European. They don't like ice. Apparently, ice is a thing they frown upon. I'm like, man, what? So you don't like AC? You like it to be hot? Then you don't got ice. Then you serve me this water. They call it natural water over there, because I believe all their waters do come from like some springs or something like that. But the water is lukewarm. I'm a type of person, y'all. I like my water. I like my water cold. I like my water chilled, because when I drink water, I want to be refreshing. And I feel like when it's cold, it's refreshing. It's just like a soda. If you got a soda, I don't drink soda like that. But you want your soda cold, because it's going to be refreshing. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't think they understood that anyway. But yeah, so the AC thing, the ice, I'm like, yo, come on, man. Come on, Italy. You got to do better than this. But I mean, other than that, the hotel was nice. The beds were nice. You know what I'm saying? They had a bidet over there. I didn't try it. Some of the people in my band said they tried it, but it just don't sit right with me, squirting water up my thing back there, hitting my booty. I don't know about that, man. That just not right to me. It just don't sit right with me. You know what I'm saying? That's why I carry wet wipes with me wherever I go. They got the travel kind. Put them in my little travel bag. Come on now. I got that. I'm good back there. But you ain't finna be spreading me with no water. Maybe one day when I get older, I'll try that. But right now, I just can't see it in my future. But anyway, they did have that, man. Hey, the hotel was actually pretty nice, though. I mean, it's very modern. They had pool tables. So, you know, hey, me and my homeboy Corey, man, say we went back and forth, man. He will beat me, though. He good, bro. That's my older brother, man. That I call him my older brother. He was whooping the mess out of me. But it was good games. It really was good games. I fought to the end. He didn't skunk me. You know, the most I would leave on the table, probably one or two balls. So, hey, that's a good game. Like, boy had to fight. He had to fight to win it. So we were just sharpening iron. But it was a good. That's why I said, man, the hotel wasn't a bad experience, because we hung out after the show. We hung out after we traveled, man. Hey, let me tell y'all about our adventure, man. So let me just say this. I don't want to throw no dart on on Italy, but man, Italy didn't look, I thought it was gonna look like the pictures. It didn't really look like that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could definitely see the struggle. I'ma just say it like that. It maybe the areas that we was in, but you could definitely see that struggle, man. I mean, the buildings were nice, colorful, and all that, but man, say you could see the struggle was real in Italy. It is like, yo, this not too much different from America. The struggle is real. You feel me? But I mean, in our adventure, we went to the what is it called? The Central Station of Milan. That's where most all the trains are. And let me tell y'all, I really think that train station was on the movie, because I'm like, man, they got it figured out over there. It's amazing. They have it figured out over there with the train and the transportation. They know what they're doing, y'all. So I had to get on the train. So I had to exchange my money to European money. Bro, let me tell y'all, bro, our money ain't worth nothing over there, man. Y'all be thinking you got money over here, USA. Go to Europe. Exchange your money. Man, I took $100 over there thinking I'm about to be rich, because I took $100 to Mexico. I was balling. You feel me? I was balling. Took it to Europe. Man. Boy, that transfer rate ate me up, man. I got 63.30 out of $100. Boy, our money ain't worth none over there. Let me tell y'all, bro, our money ain't worth none. I was like, next time I come here, when I come back, because I'm going to come back, because I need to do some more sightseeing. Man, you got to bring you a couple of stacks, y'all. You got to bring you a couple of stacks over there, because it's just, you got to have you some money to blow, because it's a lot of stuff to try, food. You know, you just want to go over there and have an experience. And in order to have a good experience, you need some money. But hey, knowing me, I'm frugal. I made that €63 work. I got me 2 tickets. You know what I'm saying? I did a round trip. We went to Parma, Italy. Beautiful. Beautiful over there. You feel me? Beautiful. So I got me a round trip. I ate food. You feel me? Hey, on the train, man, that was an experience as well. I found the restroom. Let me just say that. I ain't gonna even go in detail about this story. If you know me, you ask me about that, I'll tell you about that. But I did find the restroom, because I thought I was gonna get left. I thought my train was gonna leave me, but I did find a restroom on the train. Thank God. Did find a restroom. But man, we sat on the train. Beautiful train. It was clean. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't dirty and smell like dark traffic train. You know, No slight towards Dart, man, because Dart get me there. You feel me? When I have to make my flights and leave my car park and ride. But man, that train be stinking. But I can tell you one thing, Milan, but Italy, nah, that train didn't stink. It was nice. It really was nice, man. I sat by this Italian girl. She was so beautiful, y'all. I couldn't stop looking at her. I was talking to her, and I was like, Lord, hope she understand English, because I just want to talk to her. I ain't trying to do nothing. I just want to talk to you. And she started talking in English, and I was like, that's good. She talked English. She was so beautiful, y'all. Oh, my God. And then she was helpful, because I was asking questions, and she helped me out. I'm just glad she felt comfortable. Like, she didn't feel like she, you know, she had to hide a purse type stuff. Because, you know, man, some of these white people in America, man, you sit by them, they be acting like you finna steal from them. And that girl, she was just so helpful, man. Like, she felt very comfortable by me. I could just tell by how she kind of, like, let herself loose. She kind of, like, put her stuff down. Like, we were talking. I thought, all right, she cool, you know. After our interaction, I took me a little nap, because that trip was long. Let me tell y'all, man, hey, them trains over there, unless you get on that bullet train, boy, that trip gonna be long. Wherever you going, boy, hey, just go on, get you a little nap in. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody was taking a nap. Everybody was taking a nap, because that train ride, yeah, you finna take a nap. Yeah, you gonna take a nap. But anyway, man, hey, made it to Parma, man. We walked around, and let me tell you, I saw a lot of us over there. I saw a lot of black people, African people. It was just beautiful, man. Let me just tell you, it was beautiful, man. And one thing I'm saying about Parma, it is so old. It is so, just Italy in general is old. You can just see it, man, the history that's there, you know? And that's what I love about when I travel. I love to go learn a little bit about their history and just explore, because I'm a tourist at heart, man. I just feel like this life is worth living, you know? Go live it. Go see some stuff. Get out of your comfort zone. That's why I tell everybody, get out of your comfort zone. Go see this world. It's so much stuff to be seen, so much people to talk to, so many things to be had. Go and have this experience of this life, because let me tell you, we only get one of them. Now, I know some religions, they believe you're gonna come back as a dog, cat, a bird, lizard, whatever. But in this human body right now that I'm in, this time and day that I'm having, look here, I'm finna go experience this joint. And let me tell y'all, man, Parma was beautiful. Went into some cathedrals over there, man. Beautiful art, just the details, the craftsmanship, beautiful. Some of them felt very eerie. It felt very eerie. It felt like, man, like this is a place you come and you get it, you get right. It just had a feeling when I was inside of those cathedrals, man. You know, I'd have been to cathedrals before. Like I went to a cathedral in Spain. We went to a cathedral in New York. Yeah, if you've been to New York, they got a big cathedral there. That was beautiful. But the ones in Italy and Spain, man, it's a presence, y'all. It's a presence. And they were so old, man. Some of them talking about they were built in like the 1800s, and I'm like, bruh, what? And it still was standing, man. And it was beautiful. It was very beautiful to just experience their religion over there, because, man, Catholicism is very big over there. And crazy, I saw a protest. I saw a whole, I'm like, I can't believe I pulled up to Italy and y'all protesting. But it was peaceful. It was a peaceful protest. You know, the Polizia, they was over there. They, you know, they were doing that little marching up and down the street, but they was there. You know, that was kind of cool to see, you know what I'm saying? And then y'all know I had to try this food, man. So we went to this little pasta place. One of the band members, she found it. And hey, turned out it was just in my pocketbook. It was just the amount of money I needed to spend. Y'all, I got this pasta. First of all, let me just say this. I understand anything on that menu. When I tell you I didn't understand anything, I'm looking at the menu, I'm like, yo, I'm one of them people, like, when I go out, like, hey, can I see some pictures of the food? Because that's just how I am. Like, I want to see what I'm about to eat. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking around while we order. I'm looking around at the plates and stuff. And like, well, dang, do this food really look good? Is it really like that? But I heard it's Italian pasta. It's different. Let me tell y'all, it really is, man. Salute to my boy, Corey P, man. Hey, he helped me make this decision. Y'all, let me tell y'all something. I'd have been to some of these bougie Italian places here. I'd have been to Olive Garden. I'd have been to a lot of different Italian places. I ain't never tried nothing like that, but that was so good. Oh my God. I don't even know what I got, y'all. It was just good. It tastes like macaroni and cheese. We just gonna say we gonna say that. You know what I'm saying, man? It was good, y'all. It was good, man. If you go on my Instagram, you can see my pictures. I'm posting the pictures of it, man, because I took so many pictures. I am gonna post them. It was just, yeah, it was good, y'all. Cost me 12 euros. Now let me tell y'all something, man. This kind of upset me at this restaurant. So, you know, we sat down family dinner style. I think it was like 9 of us, you feel me? You know, when we travel deep, man. It's a group. It's a music company. So everybody come out and have their fun. So we didn't order the food. You know, I got my food. I had me some of the bread. The bread was interesting. Very interesting. I'm going to just say that. It's very different. It's not like your regular croissant. It's not like your regular, you know, dinner roll. Nothing like that. Bro, it's different. Just you have to go to Italy and try that. Try the pasta, try the pizza. Oh my God. Yeah, I can get on pizza all day. But anyway, let's stay on topic with what happened when it was time to pay. Now, look, I'm one of these type people. Of course, I got my money. I told you I had my 63-year-old, so I was on the budget. I said, we're going to make this stretch. Man, they didn't look, my bandmates and got up there. They start ordering this drink, order some food, order an appetizer. I'm like, man, so I sure hope we can split this down, because I only just spent like 12 euros. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta keep a budget. Ticket came back. Total bill, 300 and some euros. Somebody gonna come up with the grandiose ideas. Oh, we just split it 9 ways. No, you're not spending 9 ways on me, because I didn't eat this $30 or whatever you trying to make this be a split up. I didn't eat that much. I only had 12 euros worth of food. So somebody gonna have to figure it out. And I think that's the thing. Sometimes, man, people don't be coming with enough money, so they be thinking they gonna Fandango, you go out together. I'm like, man, y'all ain't finna pull that. We ain't in America. We are in a whole nother country, man. Don't be trying to pull this and get over on people. So I got my correct change back. That's all I'm gonna say. See, that's why I don't go out with people like that, because you don't know people's motives. People trying to do the most, live their best life, and they don't got the money. Man, I know y'all done seen them memes where people out here at these restaurants and thinking they balling, and ain't got no money when it come down to it, trying to split the bill. This ain't right, y'all. But anyway, that experience went down. I still had a good time, man. We went and found some gelato. And I honestly believe, man, the gelato in Italy, some of the best I've ever tried. Some of the best I've ever tried. But I think it's calorie free. It had to be calorie free for me because I kept eating it. That's all I'm gonna say. It was amazing. I mean, amazing. So man, we walked around, saw some more stuff, saw some street artists and stuff. They had some people out there playing, dancing. It was just cool, man. I really loved the people that I saw. Beautiful people, y'all. Beautiful people. That's what I'm just gonna say. That beautiful. I saw some beautiful people. Surely did. So we made our way back, man. Got back in our Ubers, and we got back to the hotel. And man, that's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say, y'all. Hey, that was a great time. That day. The next day, man, it was time for the show. Our show was in Lake Como, Italy. Now, I didn't know what we were going to was actually a place that I used to have on my screensaver like years before I even knew I was going to Italy, years before this opportunity came. So when I got there, man, and I saw Lake Como, and I just literally just said, oh my God, you are amazing. Said, God is amazing, man. God is amazing. Like, I felt like going to Lake Como was like a manifestation, man. You know how sometimes you see stuff and be like, man, I'm going to go there one day, but you just say that. But it's like you be really planting seeds, man. I really do believe in the power of the tongue, y'all. You know, you speak it into existence, and I really feel like I spoke that into existence because I got to see that it was so beautiful. Like, I was walking around with some of my bandmates, and I honestly was saying, man, if you come here with like, if you bringing a chick with you or you bringing your girl, bro, this is where you propose. It just felt like this is like a love spot. Like, that's the energy I felt right there. Like, this is where you bring when you bring people when you in love to this. Like, you're like, oh, y'all wifed up. Like, don't be bringing no floozies over here. Don't be wasting your money on people. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, yeah. that was it. That was it. So beautiful, man. Got some gelato over there. Man, we went to they had like a little market. We tried some of the wine, tried some of the cheese tastes amazing. Just beautiful, y'all. I can't even explain it. You have to just see the pictures. You really got to see the pictures. And the pictures don't do it no justice unless you're there in person. I mean, it was just a beautiful day to be there, man. We did the performance, killed it. It was an Indian wedding, man. One of the top wedding planners in this business. I mean, she had her own camera crew. Yeah, that's how you know you gotta be top. You got your own camera crew. But had a great time. The party was awesome, man. The bride and groom, I think the groom was from Houston, Texas, which was crazy. You know, it was a destination wedding, which was awesome. You feel me? Like, I feel like, you know, when I get these millions, you know what I'm saying, I'm speaking into existence, when I get these millions, I'm gonna do something like that, man. When I get married, yes sir, I'm gonna do something like that. Fly your people out. It might not be as grandiose as it is when they have us, but I'm gonna have something a little small, private. But you gotta do a destination wedding. It's just a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. So, man, that pretty much was the trip, y'all. Man, I ain't gonna be before y'all long, but Italy is amazing. If you definitely have the opportunity, go and do it. Go see it. Save your money, though. You're going to have to go over there with some money, because I'm telling y'all, it's not cheap over there with our money, because our money ain't nothing over there. I mean, it ain't nothing. It just ain't nothing. It ain't that strong. But If you have the chance, go to Italy. Where, man, go somewhere. Take a cruise. Take a trip. Do something, man. Just go do something to spice up your life, because, you know, we work hard. We work hard for this money. So go live your best life while you're doing it. And that's my continued plan as I keep on living this great life that God has given me. I thank him every day because I am truly blessed. I truly am blessed because some of the places I've been, some places I'm about to go, people ain't never gone. So I'm doing this. I'm first generation doing this. You feel me? So, hey, man, I hope y'all enjoyed this. I got time today. My Italy adventure edition, man. I hope I inspire somebody to go travel, man. Go travel, go see some things, save your money up. It ain't hard to save your money, but you gotta have a plan. You know, without a plan, people perish. They got that in the good book now. So definitely do that. Anyway, I'm your boy KB the Bandhead, and I will be back with more dope content. Thank y'all for the support, man. Thank y'all for the continued support. Your boy Liddy out here. We doing our thing. Hey, and it's about to get hot in these band streets. You feel me? So you best know I'm going to be bringing you this band heat. So, man, hey, man, I'll see y'all soon. Peace out.